Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rats off a ship.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sports Talk at WQM, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS on Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
How you doing, guys?
Hola.
Not sure how I feel about the new background. I got to be honest with you. It's a little too not you.
How is it not me?
I don't know. It feels like we stuck you in corporate, you know? Like, I don't know. You're more rock and roll. I don't know. It feels like I'm waiting for you to give us an Odyssey tutorial on how not to be silly.
I'm sorry?
What's up with that wall? Why is it so businesslike?
How is it business? I don't understand.
Leroy, am I crazy here?
It is very...
Cubicle.
Yeah, you very, look like you're in a box.
Yeah, you look like you're in a cubicle.
Well, I'm sorry to say
Does
that.
Does Scooby like it?
Scooby's in another room now, so...
Oh, well, now we know why. He's a rock and roll puppy. What do you have today for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, first we have Sandy Alcantara staying with the Marlins.
Oh, dude.
We have Peter Bendix on MLB Network.
Our boy, Peter Bendix. Some call him Triple B. We won't say what the full name is. You guys can figure it out. All right, but he was on...
Sorry, I just froze.
Oh, it's okay. Peter Bendix was on MLB Network discussing Sandy Alcantara. This was when asked about it by MLB.
Plan for Sandy Alcantara. He's under contract this year, club option the year after. What's the plan?
You know, Sandy started the season slowly, but really in the second half of the year, we saw the version of him that we know is in there, the version of him that won a Cy Young. I'm really optimistic about what version of him is going to show up next year. And he brings so much to the organization on and off the field. He's a pleasure to watch pitch and a really great human.
Yeah, so he's a number one. You know, worse than number two, depending on, you know, post-surgery. Do you think your winning curve will coincide with him being there?
You know, I think we're trying to be as good as possible as soon as possible. And we're trying to build an organization that compete for the playoffs, compete for the World Series year in and year out. That's been the goal since day one. I think we made tremendous progress as an organization towards that goal this year. I'm excited for us to continue to make progress next year and beyond.
All right. I mean... a whole lot of nothing from Peter Bendix. I mean, he did the dance very well over there with who the hell's that guy? That's Brian. What's his name?
Brian Kenny.
Brian Kenny. Yeah. Brian Kenny. He did the dance well. I'm not rats off a ship on Sandy being on the Marlins to start the season. I feel like they got a couple top prospects that are going to come up this year, and then they might feel more comfortable about doing it mid-season, hoping to get a desperate team who wants to bolster. Obviously, there's a little bit of a risk.
Oh, so we can see another Marlin win a chip?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you, dude. But I don't.
When are we here is my question in baseball.
When are we where?
Here. So at some point to win a championship, you need certain types of players.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If every time a player gets to that point where he's a championship player and you get rid of him, when are we here? When are we to the point where, okay, we have a team that can compete? You know, we're just going to.
They were competitive last year.
I don't need them to make trades to bolster those opportunities.
Right.
But if you keep getting rid of your talent, when are you ever going to be there?
Yeah, I would say with him, though, I think one, they got their two best prospects are probably White and Snelling, who are like, they think can't miss pitching guys. So they're going to probably bring him up, put it with Aorty up in the rotation. I mean, if they can get a haul, especially somebody positional that they could bring in for Sandy.
All they're going to get is more prospects.
Well, that's the game, dude. Like, that's the playpen they're in. They don't have money.
No, I understand that. But it still brings me to my point. When are we here? When
they're
are
not
we
there
to
yet.
The point? Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
I don't think so. They might be there. Like, they had a good year this year.
I understand everything you're saying, but it just seems like with this team, we've seen more guys go to teams that compete for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, we had those guys. We didn't really get nothing in return. And now we're here. Like, and now you have Sandy. I get the whole thing.
They didn't get nothing in return. Like, for the Jazz trade, though, they didn't get nothing in return. Like, Jazz, they got a really good hitting catcher. And not a very good catcher, but he's a really good hitter in Ramirez.
Like, he's a hitter that plays catcher.
They did great with the Rodgers trade. Stowers got hurt at the end of last year. Like, there are building blocks that finally look like they're there for the Fish. Now, they either need to put Ramirez over at first base, or they need to find a first baseman who can mash.
Put the catcher. Find a catcher. Catcher's hard to find.
It is hard to find.
Especially when, remember back in the day, catcher and shortstop wasn't required to be hitters.
Yes.
And now it's like it's done. Like everybody got a hit.
But I'm not rats off a ship. I think he starts the year with the Fish. You?
I'm not rats off a ship, but my rats are concerned.
Skeptical rats.
I'm skeptical rats because I don't know.
Rats off a ship.
Like, yeah, you say he's made a lot of good moves, but at some point, those guys are going to have to perform. And when they do perform, are we in the same situation we were with Sandy? And that, let's see if we can flip this guy for this.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship also.
Dancing rats on the boat. Vlad?
Yep. Oh, I'm rats off a ship.
He wants him on the Yankees.
Of course I do.
This is a selfish thing, though. Of course. This is just what you're trying to poach him.
So wait a minute. I'm pulling a Tobin? You're upset at me for doing what you would do?
Fair play.
Yeah. I really wanted him. Hey, we not gonna have to shoot Vlad with a tranquilizer gun.
He's been eyeing Sandy for 2 years.
Absolutely.
It's like, when is it time?
And then when you look at so many of these big time teams that spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They've struggled with pitching in the postseason. I mean, the Dodgers
except the Dodgers.
They had no bullpen.
Yeah, but they have every starter known to man.
They got a Shohei.
They got Shohei.
Yeah, well, you know what they did? The last game, they just used all their starters.
Yeah.
They won.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They'll probably go get somebody else, too. I'm just saying, Bendix, go get me the polar bear, dude. 1 year, 30 mil.
You think that guy's going to sign a one-year, $30 million deal?
I don't know.
I feel like you should face the other side. There you go.
That way?
There you go, that way.
Come on, Bendix! It's getting irresponsible!
That would be, like, I'm not signing no one-year deals.
It happens,
that's wasting,
though.
That's wasting money.
A lot of players do, though. A lot of players, if they can't get the big deal, like, they'll have their agents, they'll be like, all right, just do a one-on-one, you know?
Right.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, aside from you, we have somebody else who wants Ja Morant in Miami.
I take umbrage with that. I didn't say I want Ja Morant in Miami.
Oh, my goodness. Stop it. Why do you do that?
Why do you
say things and then you kind of softly backtrack without fully admitting what you said? You wanted Ja Morant. Stop.
I don't know that I want Ja Morant.
Look how he hides his face, too.
I don't know that I want Ja Morant. I mean, you know, it was...
No, but listen to him. Wiggling.
Well, aside from you, we have Kevin Garnett wanting him here in Miami.
I actually thought Ja to Miami. You know why?
Culture.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm. That makes
Miami
sense.
Miami got some structure.
Yeah.
You just ain't down there doing what the...
It might be good
you
for
down
you.
There in some real structure. They're making you a professional. Matter of fact, Miami might be one of the last of the Mohicans when it comes to this, bro. You hear what I'm saying? They might be the last to have real culture to where when you come in, you're actually better. That's why I think Boston. Zion needs to go, bro.
Boston's Zion, in there too. Boston got culture.
Boston got culture.
Has to get that in there.
But I'm talking about when you see an immediate impact. If Miami gets a summer with you, you come into the year looking better. Your it's body like gonna be better. Yeah. Your mentality gonna be better.
Yeah.
Whatever they pumping down in the 305, bro, that's working.
Yeah.
Because you go down there thinking it's one thing, and that structure and that culture, you forget about the ex-players that's in there, that's in the office, the ex-coaches that used to play for the whole system, Quinn, and you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. All those guys, they come from that.
Yeah.
Bro, listen, that's why I would like to see him. Ja needs some structure, some culture of something that's going. He ain't never seen this, right? He ain't never seen this type of front office.
Him and Bam would be a good pairing together.
Man,
too.
Bro, that'd be scary. Southern boys playing together. They both love basketball. They both are gym junkies. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want.
Wow.
So
he makes a case.
I was all.
He makes a case, does he not?
There you go. What? Listen.
Interesting, big
foot on
ticket.
The table now, Tobin.
Wow.
Foot on the table, huh?
Very interesting.
Hey, you know what? I was in until the snake threw in Boston.
Oh,
what do you mean?
That makes me more
why
in.
I would
listen.
That?
I didn't hear none of it. I was rats off a ship as soon as he said that. Because in no way, shape, or form is Heat culture like Boston culture.
It was so great that Paul Pierce had to sit through that soliloquy, and he's just like, Boston has a culture too, Kevin.
Y'all have had what? They've had four coaches in the time that Spo has been the coach.
They've had Doc, Brad Stevens, Ime Udoka.
Yeah, their four coaches are pretty damn
four
good.
Four coaches.
Udoka got horny. Yeah. They had to let him go.
Stevens decided to become general manager.
Stevens getting general manager, and then Mazzulla.
And Doc's time was done, and Mazzulla won a title. Okay.
Right. So, what are we talking about?
They have a winning culture. That's what he's trying to say as well.
Do they, though? What is their identity?
Question.
Don't do that.
Do you have a winning culture because you won?
You have a winning culture because you've won, and every coach that has joined your team has continued winning.
Where's our culture
Doc,
this year?
Right? Doc, since Spo has been the head coach, Doc won, right?
Yeah.
Brad Stevens won.
I think he won the year before he became coach, didn't he?
Well, he got to the finals. He was winning.
He did get to the finals.
Brad Stevens was winning. Just couldn't beat LeBron, right?
Well.
Just couldn't get past the Eastern Conference.
It's not winning, though.
Ime was winning.
Spo beat him
more. He was just too horny.
He was too horny.
And Mazzulla's been winning, and he actually won an NBA title. And been to two NBA finals.
Injury ring, though.
It's not like Heat culture, but they have a winning culture. So if he wants to say he needs to be in a winning culture, he could point out
why wouldn't Paul Pierce mention Boston then?
He doesn't want to lose his tickets. He doesn't want to lose access.
I mean, you know, Kevin Garnett's like, he's sitting here, and Paul Pierce's like, shut up. Stop being so nice to them. Not rats off a ship. Just because it was a great take. I don't necessarily know if I want Ja Morant, but I do appreciate.
Oh, you're such a liar.
I do appreciate a good argument. Great job by Kevin Garnett. Not rats off a ship, Leroy.
I told you I'm rats off a ship. As soon as he said Boston.
Wait, are you rats off a ship for him having Ja go to Miami, or you just having you're just rats off the ship because he just mentioned Boston? Because that was the question. The question was, is Miami?
I'm rats off the ship because here's the thing: most of the guys that come to Miami, and this is what Miami has been good with, already have that Heat culture in them, right? They don't have any reclamation projects that they bring in. And to say that Ja would fit Heat culture, you're saying that the Heat would have to fix him. And I don't want to take a chance hoping that they could fix him, because if they can't and he still does boneheaded things and childish things, then the price that you would have to pay for him is going to set you back.
That's another thing, too. Like, he's... This is one of those where, like, if the price is right. And I don't know. I understand Memphis would want to haul for him because he's their guy. And I'm just like, I don't know. Again, it kind of goes to the whales that are out there right now, the so-called whales. They're all – everybody has either baggage or big question marks. And if these teams are like, hey, we want the Desmond Bane deal, I'm like, no, thank you. Just no.
So let me get let's put it this way. Who would you think it would be closer to Heat culture that wouldn't require as much work? Zion or Ja?
Ja would take less.
Oh, man, they're both immature.
Right. Yeah, but one can't eat. But think of – and Tobin, I'm going to put this to you because you're the one that changes with the win.
That's not true.
Think of the assets you're going to have to give up. Now let me ask you, is it worth it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that if there was one that I could see flaming out and they're just like, hey, just take him, I think it would be Zion. And if you're telling me if I could take Zion on a flyer, then, yeah, I would be interested in that. I would be interested in that.
Yeah, but with Desmond Bane going for what he did.
Yeah, like, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up that much for him. I'm not.
And he signed a max extension, too?
His extension's a little wonky, though, because he has a lot of outs because of his injury past. Like, that's...
Again.
Ja is...
That injury past, doing knucklehead stuff.
Yeah, he's immature. Come on, man. He's a small guard.
You would sign up for that?
It would, again, it would have to be, like, if... I'm not saying the Norman Powell deal, because it's probably unrealistic, but if there's a... Is there a path where it's, like, a player and a pick... I think about it. I think there's think about it for the Ja Morant.
He misses a lot of games to injury too.
That's a serious concern. Explosiveness, so forget, small guard.
You got the double whammy: injuries and knucklehead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of these,
and just think of what you just got past, and think of I remember the words of Pat Riley. He said, "I need active participants."
True.
And you gonna sign a guy with those issues?
But has he ever been in Heat shape, though?
No, he's never. But he's a small dude now.
I mean, small guys can be in shape, and he still can go.
I mean, no, but I'm saying he still breaks down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's never, to me, as great and athletic as he is, I don't think he's ever been like
his body has.
I think
never
ideally
been,
with
right,
the,
you know
I,
what I'm saying,
and I think ideally with this team. Mm-hmm. The thing they really honestly need, they need more rebounding off the bench. Like if you're talking about things that are real fits for this team,
Zion's not a rebounder.
And that's I don't think either of those guys are necessarily like I know everyone's gonna look to the Heat and they're like, they need the go to guy. And I'm like,
here, besides the name and the highlight reels that they produce,
mm-hmm.
from a Heat perspective, are those guys with who you have going to have to give up, are those guys going to be the difference makers?
No, not if you have to give up Bahal.
Have the same problems.
Yeah, not if you have to give up Bahal. If there's a Norm Powell-ish, you know, hey, just get it off our hands, we don't want to deal with it anymore, then yeah,
if
of course.
A big
I think
that somebody wants to get rid
of. I think that's, of course, a thing the Heat will listen to if there's a deal that's too good to be true. But I think if you're asking to give up Kalel, and if it's the Kalels, the Wares, the Jaimes, plus one of your salaries.
Why would you give up rebounding?
I'm just saying, like, if those are the stipulations, right. I think the Heat are going to be super. I don't think the Heat are doing it for guys like that.
I think for at question some marks. Point they might add a pure rebounder, like a guy that comes off the bench for another team, and he's a bona fide rebounder. And then you can keep Kalel moving forward and then have some other kind of rebound. Because they tried to do it with Vlad Goldin, right?
Yeah, he's just not ready.
Goldin.
Right. Goldin. Okay.
Vladislav.
Vladislav.
Better.
So you see what I mean? So, like, when you make trades, at least trade somebody that fits, you know, what you need, because they have scoring, right? They have three-point shooting. The thing that they don't have is rebounding. And, you know, Kalel is coming along, but when Kalel's not in the game, you look god-awful small.
Yeah. And I don't know, and I don't know who the guys are that are out there right now available that like fit that mold. That's rare. I think everybody wants more rebounding and size, and I don't know like who's going to become available. But that's
but just a guy like they have guys, and it's crazy because you see teams with guys on the court, all they do is rebound. They don't score no points.
Mm-hmm.
They just get a couple of offensive rebounds and putbacks. That's how they score. We don't have that guy.
We got we're up against it. Got to take a break. Back after this. Your touch is
through me like the Russian. Today's topics are sponsored by Local Plumbers 519.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.